A Delicate Balance by Japanese Teeth, Chapter 12, On the Progress of the Soul, with 5,911 words.
I don't believe it. I did it. I really did it. We are together. Now I just need to make sure we stay that way.
Who could not lack whate'er this world could give, because she was the form that made it live, nor could complain that this world was unfit to be stayed in, than when she was in it. On the Progress of the Soul, John Donne. The library was silent save for the scratching of a quill on paper, and the occasional yawn. Twilight sat in front of her desk, which was strewn with crumpled spreadsheets. The rejected budgets were illuminated by a few stray shafts of moonlight that poured in through the window. Her schedule allowed sufficient time for 4 drafts, 5 if she hurried. At the moment, her 9th attempt was in progress. She glanced at the clock, noted that it was far later than it was supposed to be, and turned back to the most recent budget attempt. The movement of the quill ceased as she weighed the prospect of losing even more sleep against her desire to fully balance her budget. With a sigh, she crumpled the paper into yet another ball, tossed it to the side, and slid a new one to the center of the desk. It had to be perfect.
Twilight?
Huh? Twilight looked over her shoulder to see Spike descending the stairs from the bedroom.
Spike, what are you doing up?
What are you doing up? He yawned. I know you pull all-nighters and everything, but you don't even have anything due. You should get some sleep.
I know, but I've been trying to get my finances figured out all evening, and I can't get it to balance.
Really? You spend a lot of time on a lot of stuff, but I've never seen you spend so long on your budget before.
That's because up until now, our expenses have always been more or less constant. However, since I started going out with Applejack, they've been thrown off slightly. Look at this.
She held the binder in front of Spike. First, there was our date, which cost me over 100 bits. Then there were those roses I bought her, which cost another 30 bits. Then another 5 bits for that card I left her yesterday. If you add everything up, I spent over 200 bits on her this week alone. And that's not even counting all the advice books, the new dress, and all of the hair care products I bought to get ready for the date.
Spike took the binder and examined it. It didn't make any sense. He turned it upside down, and it remained exactly as comprehensible, which was to say, not at all.
He handed the book back to Twilight. So why don't you just cut back a little?
No! Twilight barked it as if Spike had just suggested she saw her horn off. That's out of the question. If I'm going to make this relationship work, I'm going to have to put my money where my mouth is.
I didn't say you had to cut back on Applejack.
I know I need to reduce expenses somewhere, but I don't know where.
She groaned.
I've been skimming on our food budget already, and I can't stop paying for maintenance on my equipment either. I guess I could cancel some of my Magic Journal subscriptions, but it would make finding sources for my research papers really tough. I guess I could switch to Bargain Brand cleaning materials, but that doesn't save us all that much.
Wow, I never realized that we were so tight on cash.
We aren't really. I have a fair bit saved up for emergencies, so we aren't going to starve or anything. It's just that being a student doesn't exactly pay a lot. You have no need to worry, Spike. I'm sure I'll figure something out.
Oh, I know. Spike raised his claw. I have an idea.
You do? What is it?
I could get a job, he said. I know I eat a lot of food, so I could work somewhere and help pay for myself, like at Sweet Apple Acres or something.
Thank you for the offer, Spike. Twilight ruffled his spines. But I don't think that will be necessary. I need my number one assistant, after all. Besides, you work hard enough around here already. Speaking of which, you should get back to sleep. But really, don't worry. I'll come up with something.
If you say so, Twilight. He yawned again. Don't stay up too late.
Twilight smiled. I won't. She watched him as he retreated back into his room. No way he could get a job at the farm. Not only had he been integral in keeping the library running while she had been occupied with her romantic endeavors, but given his previous attempts at working on the farm, his offer likely wouldn't be appreciated. However, he had given her an idea. She closed the binder. I should probably get to sleep, she thought. I'm gonna have a busy day tomorrow.
Applebloom grunted as she slammed her hooves into the trunk of the tree. A paltry 4 apples dropped into the baskets.
Oh, I'm never gonna be good at apple bucking. She stomped her hooves. How am I supposed to get an apple bucking cutie mark if I can't knock any apples off the trees?
Applejack resisted the urge to be visibly amused by her sibling's consternation.
You're doing fine, Applebloom. You're still just a filly, after all. That and all the power from a good kick comes from your haunches. You're trying to kick with your knees. You're getting it figured out eventually. Nothing's ever easy when you're first getting started. You just gotta stick with it.
I guess.
Applebloom kicked at a pebble.
I'm just sick of being stuck in the getting started part of it.
How long are you stuck there anyway?
Believe me, every pony wishes they didn't have to slog through the tough bits of learning how to do something. When I was your age, I wish I could jump past all that stuff, too. Sometimes I still do.
Yeah, right. You already got past most of it.
That's only because I'm so much older than you. By the time you're my age, you'll be the same way.
Applejack noted the length of the shadows.
You can run along now. I have some stuff I gotta take care of.
Is it date stuff?
No. Well, kind of. Twilight said that she's gonna drop by soon, and I want to be there to meet her is all.
Appleboom smirked.
Okay, then. If it's for Twilight, I guess I can let you go. I got a Crusader meeting soon anyway. See you later.
She turned and galloped down the hill. Applejack called after her.
We'll practice some more tomorrow, okay?
Appleboom slowed her gallop to a trot. The meeting wasn't that soon. She had about 15 minutes to kill before Sweetie Belle and Scootaloo would even show up. That was such an annoying amount of time. Too long to go in the clubhouse and wait, not long enough to run back to the house. She decided to take the long way and cut around the front of the house. Maybe Scootaloo or Sweetie Belle would come early, and she could catch them as they came up the walk. She didn't see either of them. She did, however, see some pony else.
Hey, Fluttershy!
Fluttershy jumped as Applebloom emerged from behind one of the apple trees that lined the path.
Hello, Applebloom. Is Applejack around? I was wondering if she could help me with the annual badger survey.
She's home, but I think she's busy. Twilight was going to come over or something, and she's getting ready.
Oh.
Fluttershy moved her head so her hair fell across her face.
I'll come back later, then.
Applebloom shook her head.
Nah, I doubt that Twilight was coming over for anything important. Applejack wouldn't mind if you dropped in for a bit.
No, I wouldn't want to get in between them or anything. I mean, I do have some things I've been meaning to talk to Twilight about, but...
Then why don't you just go talk to them both? It'll solve both problems at once.
I wish I could, but...
Fluttershy pawed at the ground.
I couldn't. It's just... I really need to talk to Twilight when she's by herself. It kinda has to do with your sister, and it would just be awkward to try and talk about it with her right there.
Something's going on with Applejack?
Applebloom scratched her head.
I didn't think there was anything weird going on with her.
Well, there isn't. Not really.
Fluttershy lowered her head even more.
It's really more my problem than anything else. It's just that I want to spend some time with Twilight, but she's been spending most of her time with your sister. Not that that's bad or anything. I just wanted to talk to Twilight about it and maybe see if we could hang out or... Actually, it's nothing important. Not really.
So you want to spend more time with Twilight?
Yes.
And you're kind of scared that Twilight doesn't want to spend time with you anymore?
A little bit, I guess.
So you want to try to make sure that she likes you and wants to spend time with you?
I suppose you could put it like that.
Applebloom hummed as she processed the information.
Oh!
She winked at Fluttershy.
I see.
If you don't mind, could you not tell Applejack or Twilight about it?
Fluttershy said.
I'd much rather talk to them about it myself.
Sure thing, Fluttershy.
Applebloom winked again. Your secret is safe with me.
I'll see you later.
She took off towards the clubhouse, leaving Fluttershy standing alone and confused. Twilight sat on a bench in the town square, perusing the latest edition of the weekly paper. Specifically, she had opened to the Help Wanted pages, most of which were now marked with X's and circles. It was mostly X's. She had a full checklist of variables that needed to be considered, and distressingly enough, almost none of the listings met them all. She slid her hoof down the page. A kitchen job at the local cafe? That required previous cooking experience. X. Administrative position at the post office? That was a full-time commitment. X. A part-time job as a clerk in the mayor's office with flexible hours? She had seen the mayor's organizational style, or rather a lack thereof, and wasn't about to get herself involved. Straightening out that mess would be a 27-hour-a-day job. She put an especially large X next to that one. The listings ended, and Twilight began to review the meager possibilities that she had circled. Her choices boiled down to 3 or 4 various waitress jobs, a few full-sitting requests, and being a janitor at the spa. None of those options held much appeal. She skimmed the pages again, hoping that somewhere there, some pony had listed a request for someone willing to work part-time in a bookstore. No such luck. Maybe she could strike up a deal with one of her friends. Surely Rarity could use an assistant to take care of her inventory. Or perhaps the Cakes could use another hand in Sugarcube Corner to help with the finances. Or perhaps Fluttershy needed some help with... Twilight recalled the last time she had helped Fluttershy with the animals. Snakes, a beehive, and skunks all factored rather heavily in the memory. Twilight put a mental X next to that one as well. "Hey, Twilight!" Twilight jumped at the sound of a semi-familiar and needlessly bubbly voice that was far too close to her ear. She hurriedly fumbled the paper closed. "Hello, Lyra." The mint unicorn was grinning wider than Twilight had ever seen. "How are you doing today?"
"I'm doing fine. What about you?"
With the last word, Lyra craned her neck forward. "Anything interesting going on?"
What are you..."
A light flipped on in Twilight's head.
"You know, don't you?"
Lyra's head bobbed up and down.
"Congratulations!"
Thank you? Twilight wasn't quite sure of the proper response.
"I saw you and Applejack at the restaurant last week."
Twilight didn't want to suspect Lyra of spying, but she did have a bit of a reputation for being eccentric. A bit of that suspicion slipped into her voice.
"You did?"
"Yeah. I've been one of their musicians for a few months now. I'm lucky I was playing an easy section of the music when I saw you two. I just about snapped half the strings on my harp when I realized that the pony with you was Applejack. Never would have guessed that she was the one you set your sights on."
"Never heard that before," Twilight mumbled.
"Who did you think it was?"
"I don't know. Maybe Cheerilee?"
"Of course," Twilight said flatly.
"What?"
Lyra took a seat upright on the bench next to Twilight. "I just didn't think you'd go for some pony who's so rough and tumble."
"Well, I wouldn't have thought you've ever going for some pony as serious as Bon Bon," Twilight said.
"Touché," Lyra chuckled. "She is a bit no-nonsense sometimes. It's a miracle that she puts up with me like she does. But hey, opposites attract, right?"
"I suppose they do sometimes. Certainly took me off guard."
Twilight allowed herself a smile. "Although what really surprised me is that she was so willing to give the relationship a try. I guess the chocolates really helped. I suppose I should thank you and Bon Bon for that."
"You're welcome. Bon Bon's happy for you too, you know. More than she lets on."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, she does run a chocolate shop, after all. She sees a lot of couples come through to buy candy for each other." She leaned over to Twilight and whispered. "You didn't hear it from me, but part of the reason she started her shop was because she likes the romance of it. She can be a bit of a grouch sometimes, but she's a big softy at heart."
Twilight couldn't help but smirk at the idea.
"Don't worry, I won't tell any pony."
"Good. Bon Bon probably wouldn't be too happy about that." Lyra leaned back on the bench.
"So what were you so interested in?"
"I was like right there and you didn't even see me."
"Oh, that? I was just looking at job listings."
"Job listings? I thought you already had a job. You work at the library, don't you?"
"Well, yes and no,"
Twilight said, attempting to nod and shake her head at the same time. "Part of the deal I made when I came to Ponyville was that I would maintain the library in exchange for being allowed to live there free of charge. I do get a small salary for it, and I get a stipend from Celestia to help pay for living expenses and research materials, but other than that, I don't really have any source of income."
"Oh, I didn't realize that you live so... frugally." She spoke with a hint of apology in her voice.
"It's not like that." Twilight suppressed a giggle as she noted Lyra's sudden discomfort. "Spike and I aren't living on the verge of starvation or anything.
It's just that this relationship with Applejack has been a bit of a drain on my finances, and I think it would be prudent to earn a little extra spending money."
"Yeah, bouquets are expensive, aren't they?" Lyra let her head flop back, her eyes glued to the sky.
"I only wish there was better work available. There's nothing in here that I'm not completely underqualified or overqualified for. I guess I can't really be choosy. Have you ever worked as a waitress before? Is that easier or tougher than full sitting?"
"I worked at an equestrian house of pancakes for a month or two back in high school. It wasn't too bad, but you'd probably be the only adult in the place other than the manager. Full sitting depends on the full. Bon Bon did some full sitting in college and wasn't a fan."
"Well, that just leaves working as a janitor at the spa."
"Ew." Lyra recoiled.
"What's wrong with that? Ponies go to the spa to get clean, don't they?"
"Well, yeah, but where does the stuff that gets washed off go? And who's got to clean it all up? Lotus and Aloe certainly don't do it themselves." Twilight was still for a moment, and then shuddered.
"Ugh. Maybe I should just ask Rarity if I could work with her at the boutique. I'd really hate to resort to that, though."
Lyra cocked her head. "What's wrong with working at the boutique? Sounds way better than any of the other options you mentioned."
"It's not working at the boutique. It's that I have to bug Rarity for a job. It would be imposing on her, and it sort of feels like cheating to just go to one of my friends rather than finding a job myself. Sometimes I just feel like I've been mooching off the princess, and I really wanted to try and get a job on my own."
"Huh, that's right. Sometimes I almost forget that you're the princess's personal student."
"Thanks, I guess."
Twilight flushed slightly.
I do try to fit in.
Well, you're doing a good job of it. You might as well have been born here. Oh! She sprang upright and clapped her hooves.
I just thought of something.
I see, Dwight said, taken slightly aback.
I can't promise anything, but I just might have a job offer for you.
Really?
Yep. Lyra nodded so quickly that it looked like her head was vibrating.
Should I look into it for you? It shouldn't take long.
You do that for me?
Sure. Bon Bon helped get your whole romance thing started. No reason I can't help out a bit.
I'll just run off and check on that for you and see if it'll work.
What say we meet at the Bon Bon shop in 2 hours? Is that good?
That works for me. Let's see. 2 hours from now is...
Twilight looked at the clock tower.
Ah! I'm late! I was going to stop by the farm to see Applejack.
Twilight's limbs turned into a blur as she shoved the newspaper into her saddlebags.
I gotta go.
She attempted to leap off the bench, tangled her legs together, and flopped to the ground.
Whoa, slow down there a bit.
I'm sure Applejack won't mind if you're a minute or two late. You don't want to seem too clingy, you know?
Clingy?
Yeah. No matter how much you love some pony, you don't want to smother them. But yeah, you don't want to be late either. You better get going.
Yes, of course. I'll see you later, and thanks for doing this for me.
You're welcome, Lyra called. Twilight was already halfway across the square. Lyra shook her head.
Can't believe I used to be that crazy.
Applebloom didn't really know why she had bolted to the clubhouse. Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle were nowhere to be seen, so Applebloom simply circled it, murmuring to herself about Fluttershy.
What would her sister think?
Applejack wasn't really the jealous type, but she probably wouldn't be too big on sharing Twilight either. Then again, Twilight probably wouldn't want that much attention anyway. If Applebloom believed what her sister said, and of course she did, then Twilight had nearly driven herself bonkers just worrying about one very special Sunpony. If she had two of them to keep up with, she'd probably go off the deep end.
Applebloom? What are you doing?
She ground to a halt. Scootaloo had arrived.
Scootaloo! You're never gonna believe this!
You got your cutie mark? Don't I wish? She wiggled her flank, which was still pure yellow.
Did you think of some way for us to get our cutie marks?
Nope. Scootaloo thought for a moment. You figured out how to put that slide on the clubhouse?
Nope, still working on it, though.
Well, what is it, then? Scootaloo's wings buzzed with anticipation. Applebloom shook her head.
I'm not telling you until Sweetie Belle comes.
Not cool. Scootaloo plunked her bottom down and crossed her forelegs, getting me all excited like that.
Sorry, it's just that it's a bit of a secret, and I don't want to have to say it more than I have to. Anyway, I was thinking about the slide. Rather than knocking a wall out of the clubhouse, we could put some steps up to a higher branch and put the slide...
Hey, Sweetie Belle's here. Scootaloo spun around.
Hey, Sweetie, Applebloom says that she has something cool to tell us.
Really? Sweetie's eyes sparked.
What is it?
Applebloom gestured for them to come closer.
Now you can't go and tell Twilight or Applejack about this, okay?
She drew in a preparatory breath before blurting it out.
Fluttershy has a crush on Twilight.
Sweetie Belle gasped.
Scootaloo said, huh. Well, she didn't say that specifically, but I could tell.
Applebloom nodded with mock sagacity.
That's it?
Scootaloo sounded like she had been promised ice cream, but only been given Brussels sprouts.
I don't believe it,
Sweetie Belle trotted in place.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, Applebloom shrugged.
I guess they could try to share Twilight, but that would be kind of awkward. Can you even do that?
Sweetie Belle asked.
It doesn't sound like it would work very well. Like when they went on a date, they wouldn't be able to sit across from each other. And how would Twilight kiss two ponies at once? She'd probably figure out a way to do it, but it would be tough to get it right.
Maybe Applejack and Fluttershy could take turns, Applebloom said.
Like Twilight spends every other day with one of them.
Nah, Sweetie Belle shook her head.
I doubt any pony would go for that. Rarity says that one of the things that makes being a very special some pony different from being a friend is... Something you don't have with other ponies. Besides, what if Twilight doesn't have a crush on Fluttershy?
Well, my sister didn't have a crush on Twilight, and they worked things out. I don't think it has to go both ways.
Scootaloo, what do you think?
I'm not sure. Maybe Fluttershy could get a crush on some pony else?
Ooh, that would sure solve the problem.
Applebloom thrust a hoof into the air.
If she has a crush on a different pony, then it won't matter if Twilight is my sister's very special some pony. Come on, we gotta figure out what pony we should try to give her a crush on.
That's a great idea. Sweetie Belle's grin nearly split her face in half.
Let's go. We gotta find a pony for her.
She rushed up the ramp, followed closely by Applebloom. Scootaloo trudged behind them, the corners of her face downturned.
Not this again, she grumbled.
Applejack didn't mind in the least that Twilight had dropped by. Neither did she mind that Twilight had stayed for a bit longer than anticipated. In fact, she rather enjoyed their talk. She did mind that she had a fair bit of work she had to get done today, and every passing moment meant less and less daylight to do it in. Yet she still couldn't bring herself to ask Twilight to leave. Twilight was obviously enjoying herself far too much for Applejack to rain on her parade. So what if she had to push herself a bit harder to fit everything in? It would be a hassle, but nothing she couldn't handle.
Hey, Applejack. Big Macintosh poked his head in the door. I hate to interrupt, but I thought you were going to help me load up the apple cart.
I'll be right with you, Mac,
she said. He nodded and withdrew his head.
I'm sorry, Twilight. I'd really love to stay and talk some more, but I really do have to go help him out.
No, it's fine. I understand.
Twilight looked at the clock, which had advanced far further than either of them had thought.
I'd hate to get in your way. I have my own work to do anyway. I'll see you later. Bye, Applejack.
She gave Applejack a quick peck on the cheek and departed. Applejack sighed as she flipped her hat onto her head. This had been Twilight's fifth visit so far that week. Each one had cost her at least half an hour of valuable work time, and they were gradually getting longer. Today, Twilight had hung around for nearly an hour. If Big Macintosh hadn't shown up, it could have been even longer. She muttered to herself as she made her way to the barn.
I really gotta tell her to start coming by after I have all my work done.
Quit floating away! Rainbow Dash grabbed the chunk of cumulus that had attempted to return to the sky and shoved it back into the mound of cloud that sat at the base of her platform. This time it stayed in place. She tucked in the air for a moment to survey her work, and her attention was immediately grabbed by an orange and purple shape moving down the path. Hey, Scootaloo! She glided towards the filly, who was trudging lethargically along. What's up?
Not a lot.
Scootaloo didn't even look up. That's weird, thought Rainbow Dash. She's usually happy when I start talking to her.
You look kind of gloomy, she said.
Is something wrong? You didn't have a fight with your Crusader pals, did you?
Not really. We just got out of a meeting.
What are you so down for? Usually all pumped up after your meetings. You know, your whole Cutie Mark Crusader pastry chefs or whatever. Don't you have some cakes to bake or an ice sculpture to carve or something?
Not this time. We did come up with a plan, but I honestly think it's kind of boring.
Well, if that's boring, why don't you help me out for a bit? Scootaloo's ears perked up.
Really?
Sure. I'm working on a new launch method, and it hasn't exactly been working. See, I've been trying to put together a bounce cushion so I can... She gestured at the cloud pile and realized that half of it had dissipated. Oh, horse apples. I was going to jump off that platform and bounce into the air, but it keeps floating away. Can you hold these in place while I get ready to jump on it?
Of course.
Great. Rainbow Dash flipped into the air and began shoving the clouds towards Scootaloo. So, what's this boring plan that your friends are dragging you into?
Well, I'm supposed to be looking for some pony to help out with it.
Scootaloo took a cloud and pressured it into the pile.
Maybe I could help you out.
Rainbow Dash grabbed the last cloud. What's the plan?
I doubt you'd want to help out.
Actually, if you knew what the plan was, you probably wouldn't be able to do much anyway.
What? Why? Go back to the beginning and tell me what the hay is going on.
Well, I found out that Fluttershy has a crush on Twilight and... Rainbow Dash tried to say, what? And gasp at the same time, and made a rather indistinct but obviously shocked noise.
Are you okay?
Scootaloo asked as she watched Rainbow Dash struggle to string a coherent sentence together.
I'm fine, Rainbow Dash managed. I just, There was a bug, and it flew up my nose.
Scootaloo stuck her tongue out.
Ew.
Yeah, it's nasty, I know. That's why I blew it out.
Now, what are you saying about Fluttershy?
Well, apparently she has a crush on Twilight, but since Twilight's already Applejack's very special sumpony, that wouldn't work out. So now Sweetie Belle and Applebloom think we need to find sumpony else for Fluttershy to have a crush on, and this time we have to do it without using any of those love potions or anything, because that didn't end well.
I don't suppose you'd be willing to do it.
I think I'll pass on that. And come to think of it, I have something really important to take care of that I just remembered. Let's just try this out once real quick, and I should really get going.
Aw, really?
Scootaloo's ears drooped.
Don't worry, we can try it again tomorrow or something.
You got all the clouds in place? Rainbow Dash landed on the platform.
Yeah?
Alright, see you later then. Oh, and don't tell anypony else about Fluttershy, okay? I doubt she'd like that. Bye. She waved once and jumped off the platform. The cloud pillow squished for a moment under her before throwing her into the air. Scootaloo sighed as she watched Rainbow Dash vanish into the distance. I wonder what that was about. Twilight poked her head through the doorway of Bon Bon's chocolate shop. The bell above the door dinged, and the few ponies in the shop turned to see who had entered. Twilight took a few steps in, and felt Bon Bon's narrow gaze follow her. She turned away and tried to make herself inconspicuous by surveying the selection of chocolates that sat on the table, but she could still feel Bon Bon's eyes boring a hole in the back of her head. Hadn't Lyra said that Bon Bon was happy for her? What had she done to deserve the glare?
"Lyra, Twilight is here," Bon Bon said. Twilight didn't turn around, but she could somehow feel that Bon Bon's eyes were no longer on her.
"Twilight!" Lyra bounded out of one of the side rooms. "I have great news for you."
"Really?"
"Yeah. You can have that job I was telling you about. Well, if you want it, anyway. Which you should. It's way better than any of those other things you were looking at."
"Well, I guess I'll consider it, then."
Twilight tried not to sound surprised by Lyra's enthusiasm.
"If I would take this job, where would I be working?"
Lyra grinned and threw her forelegs in the air and spun around.
"Here!" "And nothing went wrong at all!"
Pinky banged her head on one of the boutique's walls out of frustration.
"All they did was sit and talk. There weren't any hilarious misunderstandings. Rainbow Dash never crashed into their table. It didn't accidentally start raining, and neither of them mistakenly ordered a durian without being warned about the smell."
She flopped onto her back and waggled her legs in the air.
"It was boring."
"Maybe it was boring to you." Rarity looked up from the pattern she was sketching, but Twilight and Applejack seemed to have enjoyed themselves. "I made sure to check in with Twilight so she could give me a status update on how the relationship is proceeding, and she had quite a nice time."
"Yeah, if by nice you mean dull," Pinky grumbled. "The first date is never supposed to go that smoothly. Some pony should have released some chickens into the restaurant or something."
Rarity smacked her pencil down on the table and stared at Pinky.
"Why on earth would you want something like that to happen? I would have thought you'd be glad they had a good time." "Well, I am."
She rolled herself back onto her hooves.
"But think about it. Sure, they might have had a good time that night. What about every other time it comes up? What about the memories? What are they going to say when somebody asks about their first date? Hey, Twilight, how was your first date like? Nothing interesting happened. What kind of memory is that? At least if I had crashed the date with my party cannon, they'd be able to laugh about it later."
"Pinky, think of it like this. If nothing interesting happened, it means that you didn't miss anything. How would you have felt if something like that happened and you weren't there to see it?"
Pinky gasped.
"That would have been terrible. I wonder if I can find a way to tag along next time."
"No, no tagging." Rarity shook her head. "The next time they go on a date, you do exactly what it was you did last time and let them enjoy it the way they want to enjoy it. If they decide they want to be boring, then so be it."
"Are you sure? I bet if they did something more interesting, they'd totally enjoy it. Like maybe on their next date, I could..."
She never finished the sentence. Rainbow Dash crashed through the boutique's front window and landed amongst Rarity's fabric rolls. Rarity shook her head and decided that the damage was the least of her worries.
"Rainbow Dash, how nice of you to drop in. Would you please tell Pinky that she can't go mucking about with Twilight and Applejack's relationship?"
"Forget that." Rainbow Dash leapt to her feet and gasped for breath. "We have a way bigger problem on our hooves."
"Really?"
Rarity raised an eyebrow.
"And what, may I ask, is this problem?"
Rainbow Dash took a deep breath and braced herself for the reaction.
"Fluttershy has a crush on Twilight!"